Hey guys, it's Taylor. Welcome to my podcast. Today I will be interviewing Jeremiah Bailey for my paper. Jeremiah has previously done a lot of research on coming in the early 1900s, which is why I chose to interview him for this specific topic. So why do you think that there was still so much controversy between white men and black men in the early 1900s?
Well, the 13th Amendment, which ended slavery, was passed in 1865, right after the Civil War. But the problem with the South was, even though the black men were free, they still weren't looked as equal in the white man's eye.
There was still a lot of lynching during this time. Why do you think that was?
Well, it was pretty common. Lynching wasn't something that was unordinary in the South. Many of the local newspapers, not only in Forsyth, but Gainesville and Fulton, had headlines about the lynchings.
Why was lynching such a common form of punishment? Why not something such as a lifelong time of imprisonment for those who committed the crimes?
Lynching wasn't just a form of punishment, and it wasn't just a part of gaining justice for crimes committed. It was a way for white men to establish dominance and control over the now free black men.
So before the May Crow attack, there was another reported raping of a woman. What do you know about that?
The woman was 22. Her name was Ellen Grice. She reported that a black man had come in and raped her at night and escaped out the window. When a family member opened her bedroom door, the assailant was later found to be Tony Howell.
Okay, so do you think that this had any effect on the aftermath of the white mob that found out what happened to May Crow?
Absolutely. The white group that were against the black men in the town had already didn't see them as equals. But once accounts of rape and violence began to happen, it gave them all the more reason to establish their dominance and later run the majority black community out of the town.
That's a great point. Thank you for your time and for answering these questions.